Today, we're taking a look at how a battle over a scrap metal facility on the southeast side of Chicago is a test case for the Biden administration on environmental justice, and what federal intervention here could mean for similar fights all around the country.
We were at a park to meet a group of activists who had been fighting against this facility, including a young woman named Yesenia Chavez.
Yeah, so this is Rowan Park. This is the park that's on the east side of the 10th Ward, and it's located right behind George Washington High School.
Yesenia Chavez is a 27-year-old community college student who's lived in the 10th Ward her entire life. Her family goes back to Chicago for three generations. Her grandfather moved there with a wave of other immigrants in the 1970s.
Because he came to work at Republic Steel, which was one of the major mills that used to be located across the street from where we're at right now.
Yesenia was worried about yet another polluting facility moving to her neighborhood when it had so many others. And she was particularly concerned about the health impacts.
Because literally from the bench that we're sitting at, you can see the buildings where they're proposing to operate. And then if you look to the right of us, there's a school.
She has a younger sister, Graciela, who's a student at the George Washington High School, which is right across the street from where the metal shredder would operate if it gets its permit. And she was especially concerned because Graciela has asthma.
My immediate concern was like, what are my sister's lungs going to be like? You know, if she's exposed to this for a year, what are the effects going to be like? Like, Graciela's 16 years old, so she has her entire life ahead of her. You know, this isn't what I want to see for the rest of the youth in the 10th Ward, including my sister. Like, they don't deserve more pollution.
So tell me a little bit about this company that was opening up this scrap metal facility. Like, what do they do? What is a scrap metal facility?
The scrap metal facility called General Iron Industries had operated in Chicago for a century. This scrap metal company takes discarded metals, shreds it, and turns it into new steel that can be used to make anything from a bicycle to a bed frame to a car frame.
So it's basically like a recycling facility in some ways.
It was a metal recycler, yeah. A very heavy industrial metal recycler where the carcasses of cars were stacked up in the facility. But over that 100 years, that area, Lincoln Park, had become very upscale and wealthy, and it was really out of place. And with this environmental problems and its fires and explosions, it had become a serious eyesore.